Let me welcome to the program Nikki Gullickson. Actually, first chance I've had a chance to talk to Nikki about this race. She's participated in our debates and been there. I just was not able to join any of those, and we'll get a chance today to chat with her a little bit and say congratulations. How are you?
Thank you, Scott, for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Well, appreciate that very much. And you've been on the Fargo School Board how long now, Nikki?
6 years.
6 years. And now we'll do double duty.
For 2 years.
You were telling me during the break that this is sort of the family way. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's in my history. I was telling Scott I'd been to more parking lot meetings than he could imagine. And he said, "What's that?" And I said, "That's the meeting after the meeting." My dad is very, very active, lives in Wahpeton. He's been involved civically since I've been alive. He started the zoo as a JC's project in 1964. Today he's 83, and he's still involved in the city and the parks and the zoo, and he's become a trusted source down there, and I'm really proud of him. But I'm also tempted to do the same thing.
And still doing it at 83.
Still doing it.
Yeah. So, yeah. As they say, the apple didn't fall far from the tree.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's interesting. My father-in-law, exactly the same MO, and coincidentally came from Wahpeton. Jerry Hammerlick passed away a number of years ago, but on the school board, on the city council, you know, on the parish, trustees, and it just didn't think and did that well. And that was his retirement. That's how he kept sharp during his retirement, and I certainly remember, now that you mention it, I didn't think of it as a parking lot meeting, but there was a whole lot of conversations outside City Hall after of this, that, especially during the flood,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of tensions. So tell me a little bit about your message, if you will, and what you brought to this race that obviously resonated with voters.
Well, my message is everybody is valuable. Everybody brings their experiences to the table, and we can learn from each other. We can work respectfully. We can have good, rigorous conversation and still make a good decision. And it takes everybody to do that. I can't tell you the number of times I've prepped for school board, and I thought, okay, here's where I'm at on this. And we get to the table, and we have some good discussion, and I thought, that makes some sense to me. So to have that open mind at the table and to be able to make those decisions there, I think is critical.
When you talk about everybody coming to an issue with a message, with a core set of principles, what would drive you in that regard? What is your message? What is what do you philosophically, ideologically, just sort of, hey, I stand for this. What do you bring to this race? Now this commission.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things I've heard that I've been asked for is, please, can we bring the tone down? Can we act professionally? It's okay to disagree. We all learn. We all stretch our proverbial box that way. But we need to treat each other respectfully. We don't want to have a black eye on Fargo because we can't handle ourselves as adults at the table. And it's okay to disagree. In fact, it's even healthy.
And you've managed to do that pretty well on the school board, haven't you? I mean, there's obviously a lot of passion for what's taught for kids and education and everything else. And you had a controversial superintendent. But there wasn't really a lot of, you didn't see screaming and hollering in a Fargo school board race, did you?
No. Or
meeting, rather.
Yeah, no. And everybody, I think, felt free to share their thoughts. Everybody was able to bring up what was on their mind. There were times I sat at the table and I thought, that's a good point. I didn't see it that way. And I think we've all been able to treat each other with respect. Doesn't mean we walk out of the room all agreeing. We have things that we vary widely on, but we also have more things that we can work together on.
And just a quick note on the school board, you had what, 4 spots open?
I think we had 5.
You had 5 spots, and it's a 7-member or 9-member board?
9-member board.
So 5 of 9 open. How many incumbents come back?
4.
4 do. Okay.
Yep.
So there are only, was one new member.
One new member. And Nymal did not run because she is running for a Senate race this fall.
Legislatively.
Legislatively.
Interesting. Okay. Very good. Nikki Gullickson is with us, and she and Chad Peterson will be new faces on the Fargo City Commission. Chad and Nikki were the two of the, I'm trying to even remember, you had Scott Brecky, you had Chad Peterson, yourself.
Aaron Hill.
There were a pile of candidates.
There were 8 candidates total.
For the for the two spots that were up on the Fargo City Commission last night. I want to go through some of the issues that, you know, percolated to the top that our audience really cares about. We'll do that after the break, so hang tight and we'll do that. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. I couldn't be more excited to go up to Grand Forks tomorrow and open up a new PetroServe USA location. There are actually a lot of remodeling going on up there and in their location, so they have not one but two grand openings this month. So looking forward, we'll be there tomorrow for the show. Over the lunch hour, encourage you to come on up and take it in. I'll be actually broadcasting at, I'll tell you the address when we come back. So again, one tomorrow and then one back on June 25th. Always love being in my adopted hometown for grand openings and a lot of great specials and some great giveaways. So hope you can stop by and say hi tomorrow in Grand Forks. More after this. The older I get, the more I care about wellness. My wife is OT by training. She now works for the company and is working with a lot of our partner clients as well. But she always uses this term, motion is lotion. You know, and if you're moving, everything's better. And that's a good example. So I've spent more time, especially with folks I know on the wellness side. And again, you know what's easy? Wellness is easy when you're in a hot tub for 20 minutes or in a sauna. You know, it to me, it's not running. I don't mind walking. I'm getting better at walking. I'm listening to motion is lotion. But I'm telling you, whatever it is that ails you, and I get more and more discouraged about the healthcare system. You know, kind of the, oh, you need this pill or you need that pill or, you know, come on in, I'll give you a prescription. And our friends at Red River Wellness and Hot Springs Spa and Swanson Hyperbaric is another one. Oxygen and pressure. This is not complicated. You know, inflammation is the root of all bad things that happen on many areas. And Swanson Hyperbaric can really help. I'd love it if you would join us tomorrow. We're doing an open house there tomorrow afternoon. So in the morning, I'm in Grand Forks. In the afternoon, I'm hanging out at Swanson Hyperbaric. And they do these patient appreciation events, which are really fun because a couple of things. One, people that are passionate about this, that it's working so well for them, are there as part of the appreciation. But you get to come and try all the different therapies that are there at no cost. My favorite is the PEMF. And it's basically, you know, a way to take this invention, this therapy that was literally invented by Tesla. So think about how long ago that was. And you have a blanket, you sit on a table, you're fully clothed, and this puts there, and maybe you got a bum hip, maybe you have inflammation in your gut. It targets that. And it's free. It's really, really super interesting. So come by, enjoy that free. Tomorrow, 5 to 7, Swanson Hyperbaric is right next to Casey's on 25th Street South, sort of church row there with the Gethsemane and Hope Lutheran and the right actually next to a church as well on the 25th. So just right next to Casey's, you'll find us tomorrow, 5 to 7, Swanson Hyperbaric. Dr. Alan Luistro is the medical director. He'll be there as well. So hope to see you there. Continuing our chat with what will be in July, one of two new members of the Fargo City Commission. So I want to talk a little bit about core issues. And I think the first one is law and order. We've seen a uptick in crime, in violent crime. Just the other night, shots fired downtown Fargo. It's like, gosh almighty, again and again, it's happening. And I think a lot of the voters of Fargo just want a sense of peace related to law enforcement. So give me your take on what we need to do there. Is it more police officers? Is it more focus on a particular area? What do you want to see done on law and order?
Well, we are a little bit short on police officers, so we do need to take a look at some hiring there. I visited with our new chief a while back when I first started this run, and he's got some strong ideas. At the time, he wasn't in place, and now he is. So I think you're going to see some of that come to fruition. He's also got some plans. I don't want to give them away, but he's got some plans for downtown for this summer that is going to have an increased police presence as well. And I think we're going to see things change. When I met with small business owners downtown, because I wanted to get firsthand feel for what the issues are. Are there issues? How big are the issues? How often are the issues? These types of things. I was met with a lot of pride from store owners. They love it downtown. They want to be downtown. But they had also said, along with our new chief, that they had seen almost an immediate change, even though he was interim at the time. And so they're very hopeful They're excited about what's to come, excited about growing the downtown and having an increased presence.
Yeah, interesting. And I think the focus, and it would be great to see what the chief has in mind.
Yep.
Love that it's a focus. A big one we hear a lot from our audience is, why do we give out free needles? It does not make sense to give out free needles, and I'm sure this vote's going to come up again with the new commission. How will you vote on that?
Yep. Well, we need to look at a couple different things. The needle exchange program is funded by opioid dollars, not taxpayers. That was shared during this race, and that's not quite accurate. It was funded with opioid dollars. The flip side of this is what it is it's stopping the spread of disease. So the question in my mind is, and I need more data on this, is if we stop the needle exchange program, are we going to be paying for more severe illnesses? Because many of these people will qualify for Medicare, Medicaid, and that type of thing. And that truly is your tax dollars going towards this situation. So if we stop one thing, are we creating another?
Yes, you want more data on that front.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Related to the safety issue, Michelle Turnberg has been very vocal on this. Mm-hmm. There are needles everywhere.
And I've heard that from many business owners. There has been some upset on that. And so one of the questions that I have is, since this is funded with opioid dollars, can we set up more ways to collect these, whether it's boxes, whether it's staff, whether I don't know what that answer is.
So do I hear you saying I'm going to support the needle program funded by opioid dollars because I'm worried about diseases being spread unless you can show me another way to deal with that problem? Is that what I hear you saying?
I need more data on it.
Yeah, well, that's good.
And
right? you're not gonna say right now today. Here's I'm steadfast on this till I get more data.
Right.
And it would make sense.
You're and if it's not working here, then I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Another one's the debt. We hear a lot about the debt. You deal with fiscal issues on the school board as well. You know, $1.4 billion debt. I talked to Denise Kolbak last night. She said this is no big deal. This is normal. Michelle Turnberg is saying stop. We got to spend less. We have less debt. Where would you fall on that?
I think probably partially in the middle, or maybe in the middle, because we want to spend responsibly. We don't want to be wasteful. We want to be smart with our dollars. Both are right to some extent. We do have money coming in to cover the diversion, and that will knock a tremendous chunk off. I believe, if I'm not misspeaking, that's about $41 million that will be off of our books and will be paid off. So we should be in better shape there.
So
that doesn't mean we let off the gas.
Yeah.
That means we continue to look and we continue to trim. We've done that at the school board. We can look at that at the city as well.
So you'd be up for scrutinizing every dollar spent to say, do we
Absolutely.
Need this? Is this a core service?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Steve in Fargo has a question for Nikki Gullickson. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. But just the pragmatic thing, my concern is the exceptions that are made for people that are making chronically stupid decisions. So are not drugs that you're injecting, I don't even know what they are, aren't they illegal? You know, so I've been known to have a beer or two, and if I have too many beers and do dumb things, guess what? I'm going to jail.
All right. Any quick thought on that? We're up against the clock here.
That is an interesting comment. Yes, if we could cut them off, we would, but then we create a whole nother problem. So we need to look at how to manage that. I need more info.
You were telling me during the break you come from a Republican family.
Yeah.
You said there's a lot of chatter out there about you're a Democrat, you're a liberal, but you reject that.
Well, I'm more middle ground, I think, than most people think. I was raised Republican. I can see both sides of it, but I think that's also critical for all of us to be able to understand the pros and cons, the plus and minus.
But you've been active in Republican campaigns.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I campaigned for Burgum. I've worked with all of our senators out in D.C. through my PTA and my school board work. Nothing but respect for all of them.
Do you think you got the liberal label just because of the
school board, possibly. I know oftentimes around the country, if you sit on the school board, you're tagged a liberal.
Yeah, interesting. Appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
Looking forward to having more conversations like this. Nikki Gullickson, new Fargo City Commission member.